State officials say a fair number of Connecticut nursing homes have been COVID-free for at least 2 weeks. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, that means they're now free to stop testing residents and staff for COVID-19.
In June, Governor Ned Lamont issued an executive order allowing nursing homes to pause testing if they hit that two-week mark. Barbara Cass is with the State Department of Public Health.
We do have a fair number of nursing homes who have reached the threshold. So we are looking through the 214 nursing homes that we have. We're trying to get a better understanding as to what the actual number is.
A spokesperson for the DPH did not immediately clarify how many nursing homes are now cleared by Lamont's order to pause testing. But some residents and family members don't want testing to stop so soon, says Mairead Painter. She's Connecticut's long-term care ombudsman, who advocates for elder care residents and their families.
They feel until there's a period of time when the risk is so low that visitation can begin, that they would like to see testing continue. So that's what I'll continue to advocate for on their behalf.
While testing at some nursing homes is free to stop, others have struggled to begin. Lamont ordered staff testing to begin no later than mid-June, but during a Facebook Live with Painter on Wednesday, Cass acknowledged some facilities missed that goal by weeks.
There may be a very small number. It was under 10 homes last week that had not done the actual testing.
Cass says they anticipate every single nursing home will have initiated testing this week. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.